We're living in a time when you can't really tell the truth from lies. Is there a way that we can prepare to not be fooled? If you'll turn to Proverbs 1, we'll read verses 1 through 7. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. Verse 6, to understand the proverb and the enigma, the words of the wise and the riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Two kinds of wisdom are mentioned in this verse. That's what I want to look at today, as well as the words that are in the New Testament translated as wisdom, as a meaning of helping us to be prepared. Solomon is the wisest man who ever lived, apart from Jesus Christ, acknowledging that you need to acquire wisdom in the beginning. And wisdom is the beginning of wisdom according to verse 5. The first word used for wisdom, and the one used in verse 2 in this passage, is Strong's H2451. Chokmah. The first definition is skill of war, skill in war, but also means prudence in religious affairs. Other verses show this to mean a wisdom from God. You don't need to turn to this one. I'll just read it as an example where it is used. Deuteronomy 34:9. And Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him, and did as the Lord commanded Moses. The second time wisdom is used is verse 3. It is Strong's H7919. Sakel. The first definition of Sakel is to be prudent, be circumspect, wisely understand, prosper. Other verses show this can mean a worldly type of wisdom that can be both good or bad. This one is just used for an example of the worldly wisdom. Genesis 3:6, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Verse 5 points out that it was a tree to show them good and evil. Up to then, they had only heard what was right and wrong from God. But the serpent wanted them to believe that they could choose this for themselves without having God tell them. Merriam-Webster definition of wisdom, first is insight, judgment, common sense, the accumulation of philosophical or scientific knowledge. Number two, a wise attitude, belief or course of action. And number three, the teachings of an ancient wise man. The first Webster definition leans more towards worldly wisdom. The last two are tied more to spiritual wisdom brought about by ancient teachings and taking action on them. If we don't take action, we are not really showing wisdom. Paul to the Corinthians points out there is human wisdom and wisdom that is of the power of God. If you'll turn to 1 Corinthians 2, verses 4 through 7. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be of the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages of our glory. Also, James points out two different kinds of wisdom, one that is shown in meekness and good conduct, the other in self-seeking and evil. James 3:13, "Who is wise and understanding among you, let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom." This is the right kind of wisdom. Verse 14, "But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For where evil, envy, and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there." Then he goes back to the right kind of wisdom that comes from God. "But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy." The word used here in these verses for wisdom is G4678, Sophia. The definition says, "with knowledge of very diverse matters, so that the shade of meaning in which the word is taken must be discovered from the context of every particular case. Wisdom, broad and full of intelligence." Sophia apparently can mean both the wisdom from above, having a broad knowledge of many subjects, but in the right context, it can mean the wrong kind of wisdom. The accumulation of knowledge in this world is necessary to make a living and interact with other knowledgeable people. It is not the wisdom that leads to eternal life. Luke mentions another word for wisdom. If you'll turn to Luke 1, verse 17. Luke 1, verse 17. "He will also go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, and make ready a people prepared for the Lord." The word used here for wisdom is the Greek G5428, phronesis, and is only used twice in the Bible. It is the understanding and knowledge of the holy will of God. Strong's compares this to the Hebrew H2451, which is the wisdom from God that filled Joshua the son of Nun. Let's take one more look at these different words for wisdom. The first was H2451, Chokmah, pertaining to skill in war, but also prudence in religious affairs. This is the word used when speaking of the wisdom given from above, such as was given to Joshua when Moses laid hands on him. The second was H7919, Sakel. Sakel is to be prudent, be circumspect, wisely, understand, prosper. This is the word used when saying Eve saw the fruit as something that make her wise. The third is G5428, phronesis, and is only used twice in the Bible, is understanding and knowledge of the holy will of God. Strong's reference to this, to the Hebrew H2451, which is the wisdom from God that filled Joshua the son of Nun. The fourth is G4678, Sophia, which is used in every other case in the New Testament. Sophia can include components of both of the ones mentioned in Proverbs 1, but the application is what determines if it is the wisdom leading to eternal life. We'd all like to think we're wise, but none of us are probably as wise as we'd like to be. We have covered three kinds of wisdom, and one must be sought with all of our heart and soul and mind. One, there's the wisdom that tells you not to step in front of a car, helps you earn a living, allows you to accumulation of knowledge, but will only save this physical life for a little longer. Two, there's the demonic wisdom that is full of bitter envy, self-seeking, boasting, and lies against the truth. It does not have any quality to this life, and its fruit will lead to the second death. The third kind of wisdom is one where we must have and only comes from above. It is pure, peaceable, gentle, Gentile, yielding, merciful, produces good fruits, and without partiality and without hypocrisy, and leads to eternal life. The third wisdom is what makes us part of the elect, and that will not be fooled by the demonic lies and forces at the end time. As Solomon said, get wisdom to help you prosper in life, but receive the instruction of the heavenly wisdom of justice, judgment, and equity, and you'll not be fooled by the great deceiver.